Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. I am, as always, ecstatic to be with you for yet another episode. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're new to the channel, I welcome you. Thank you so much for making a decision. You have decided to stop in, see what I'm all about, join in on the conversation. I thank you again so very much for doing so. You know what? Sit back, relax, enjoy the conversation. You know, nod a little, agree, disagree. That's fine. You know what? But tell someone else about the show. Come on back next time. I'm happy to have you. For those of you who are the loyalists, you're the ride or dies. You come back every week. I thank you so very much for your support. Wouldn't even be interested in doing this without you. Now, if you are new or returning, I have an ask, and it is always this, to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And we need to get into it because Zach Cozart strikes out on foreign policy. Yes, we need to talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, because it seems former Cincinnati Reds shortstop and Trump supporter, longtime short supporter, Zach Cozart has finally found the line, and it's Tehran, okay, after backing President Trump through a fiery election where he cleaned Kamala Harris's political clock like a dugout bench after a doubleheader. Cozart has suddenly decided that calling for mass evacuations in a hostile terrorist-friendly nation is where his MAGA meter runs out. Now, we're talking about a Major League Baseball player. I believe he plays shortstop or something, okay? But apparently, when Iran starts rattling its nuclear saber, Cozart wants to bunt instead of swing for the fences. Who knew Tehran was his political deal breaker? Now, let's just take a moment to appreciate the irony here, okay? A guy who spent his career wearing a batting helmet is now shocked that Trump is trying to protect innocent lives while Iran plays missile roulette with Israel. I mean, how dare the leader of the free world suggest people evacuate a region that could become a war zone overnight? Clearly, Trump should have consulted the geopolitical expertise of a man who peaked in 2017 and once got benched for batting a 219. Okay, Zach, buddy, this isn't fantasy football, my friend. It's foreign policy. And last time I checked, Iran isn't exactly leading the league in humanitarian efforts. But this is the new trend, isn't it? These former celebs and athletes jump off the Trump train the moment they realize real leadership involves hard decisions. Maybe Cozart thought supporting Trump meant just cool hats and owning the libs at cocktail parties. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, Zach. Real leaders don't call for evacuations because it polls well, okay? They do it because preventing civilian deaths matter more than your post-retirement virtue signaling. So next time, stick to spring training commentary and let the grown-ups handle global conflict. So here's the deal, Zach. Maybe a newsflash for you. War is complicated. I mean, if you're a nice guy, and I'm sure you are or not, I'm sure you're a nice guy and all, but Trump supporter like myself or Americans who actually care about America's future is batting an eye about your contingent support of the president. My God, why is this even news? That's what I want to ask now. Why is this even news? From all-star to armchair diplomat, Zach, who the heck asked you? You may understand curveballs, and that's fine, but you're not exactly a go-to for complex geopolitical strategy. So what's next? A foreign policy critique from the cast of Dancing with the Stars? Listen. We love that Zach wore the red hat and clapped along at rallies, but this sudden public hand-wringing over Trump doing presidential thing feels about as authentic as a Hollywood climate pledge. And as far as Zach Cozart's warning, waning support of Trump, all I have to say is this. Who cares? Let's move on. Because we got Bill Maher and John Fetterman. Now, they were together in another interview on Bill Maher's show, and they have a clarity crisis, meaning that they just found out that riots actually don't poll well. Listen to this. Bill Maher and John Fetterman understand what the rest of the left does not, or at least refuses to accept, that riot optics equal MAGA endorsements. It only strengthened Donald Trump's popularity. Okay. Rick, roll the footage.
I agree. When they see it in a campaign ad, when they see the guy with the Mexican flag and the Waymo burning behind him,
yeah,
it's going to be good for Trump.
Yeah, well, I that's what I'm saying. It's like, this is an amazing city that we're in here now. In America, we don't want to see it on fire twice in just 6 months now. So, and those optics, I run that through, like, what's the people like in Scranton might see those kind of images and those kinds of videos that the next.
Yes, Fetterman and Bill Maher, the two charter members of the left-wing elite club, have finally figured out what the rest of us have known since the first Molotov cocktail hit the pavement. Riots, chaos, and waving foreign flags, throwing tantrums in the street, vandalizing and causing all kind of wreckage while American cities burn is not a good look. In fact, they've come to the mind-blowing conclusion that the optics of Democrats defending anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles might actually help. Wait for it. Might actually help Donald Trump and the Republican Party, right? Especially for staying in power in the future. Imagine that. Maybe someone should alert the DNC that gasoline fires and Mexican flags don't exactly scream winning coalition. Bill Maher, whose HBO show has basically become a weekly therapy session for liberals, realizing the world doesn't run on hashtag, said it plainly. When you've got viral footage of rioters standing on smashed cars, waving a foreign flag while American infrastructure burns to the background, that's not a bold new vision. That's a Trump campaign ad that just is waiting to happen. And John Fetterman, the tattooed Tumblr senator himself, had the audacity to agree, which is great. He even shared the photo on X. Yes, that photo, the one where it looks like a Cinco de Mayo parade is colliding with the Mad Max sequel. And the far left lost their minds. They hated this segment. They hated the entire notion. Because apparently calling out lawless insanity now makes you a traitor to the resistance. And John Fetterman is on the wrong side of the Progressive Party. But here's the kicker, folks. Fetterman had the nerve to ask, what are the people in Scranton gonna think when they see this? Well, I'll answer you. I'll tell you what they're gonna think, Senator. They're gonna think, where's the fire extinguisher and where do I vote for Trump? Average Americans don't want their cities on fire. They don't want their flags replaced or their leaders apologizing for it. And if John Fetterman is ringing the alarm, you know the Democratic ship is taking on water fast. Maybe next time, instead of defending rioters, the left can try defending Americans. Just a thought. Now, we need to talk about a Hollywood celebrity, because after all, they're always flapping their lips and have some political advice or some unnecessary commentary to share. And now it's Sean Penn. So we are going to still talk about Bill Maher, actually, in this segment, but not on his syndicated show, but more of his podcast. And not about Bill Maher himself, but about his guest, Sean Penn. Yes, we are going to talk about Sean Penn, who declined to meet with Donald Trump. And President Trump declined to care. Now, just to be clear, okay, Trump did not ask for a sit down with Sean Penn. Let me be clear about that. This was strictly hypothetical. But the discussion was around Maher's sit down with Trump, and that led to who Sean Penn would and would not sit with. Now, you know, Sean Penn has sat with other diplomats and leaders in the past. And by the way, he said he would sit with Castro, but not with the president of the United States. Rick, play the video.
The only reason I would not accept an invitation is because I see no, it's a long flight. And I see no
Really? You'll meet with
I don't think
Castro and Hugo Chavez, but not the president of the United States?
Yeah, I saw good results come out of some of those things. I just personally wouldn't trust anything that was said in the room.
So apparently, Sean Penn, one of Hollywood's resident tough guys turned geopolitical philosopher, declared on Bill Maher's podcast that he would never sit down with Donald Trump. Wow, Sean, what a brave and totally unpredictable stance for a man who once played pretend for a living and now thinks growling political opinions in between vodka-soaked monologues makes him Churchill. Now, he says he wouldn't sit or meet with Donald Trump as if Trump is dying to have a fireside chat with Jeff Spicoli's politically deranged older brother. Now, let's be clear. Let's be savagely truthful in this moment. Sean Penn turning down a meeting with President Trump is like a Waffle House line cook refusing to dine at the Ritz. Nobody asked Sean, and frankly, the Secret Service would never let you near Trump with that unstable glint in your eye and whatever probably stuffed in your combat boots. Speaking of boots, did you see those shoes or whatever those things were on his feet? Can we talk about the shoes? The man shows up on a podcast looking like he lost a fight with a dumpster behind a Goodwill. He's wearing these tattered, mud-cracked sneakers that look like they've survived a hostage situation in a third world country. I've seen more polished footwear on a dog park. Okay, you're a millionaire actor, Sean. Get a grip and get a pair of shoes that don't look like they were looted from a tent city. But hey, maybe it's all part of the aesthetic. I'm too morally pure to shower or own functioning footwear. But let me lecture America on presidential decency. It's giving Oscar winner day by day and the street mime at night. And finally, because it never fails and she never ceases to tick me off, we have Ilhan Omar back in the news. Oh, the audacity of Ilhan Omar, America's most reluctant success story. The congresswoman from the failed state of Somalia. Yes, the Somalia with pirates, famine, and zero functioning government has once again taken to the microphone to bite the very hand that not only fed her, but clothed her, educated her, and catapulted her into Congress. Now, according to her, the United States, the very same country that gave her a platform, gave her power and a passport, is becoming one of the worst countries in the world. Yes, you heard it. The worst? Really, Ilhan? Maybe take a quick trip back to Mogadishu before you finalize that Yelp review, okay? It's almost impressive, almost, how someone can cash in on the American dream while simultaneously lighting it on fire on the White House floor. This isn't just hypocrisy. It's performance art. If America is so terrible, how did a refugee from a country torn apart by war become a national lawmaker, jet set to conferences, and build a career off protesting a system that's made her a millionaire in profile and influence? It's like winning the lottery and then calling the lottery racist. Ilhan Omar's oppression here is so unbearable that she refused to leave and instead make sure her voice is heard loud and often from one of the highest platforms in the land. Only in America, only the previous America under that current administration, can you scream that America is awful and be richly rewarded for it. You're welcome, Congresswoman. And that, my friends, is the savage truth. And now just to spite her, okay, here's another of the very best of America. Another episode of Savage Soldiers Returning Home. Eat your heart out, Ilhan Omar. please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.